From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Severe cost cutting by the oil company BP is to blame for a big oil spill in Alaska last year. That's according to congressional investigators. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, there were questions about BP's maintenance of the big oil pipeline back in when this spill happened, the oil pipeline in Prudhoe Bay. What exactly have the investigators found?
Well, Madeline, they've come up with what one congressman calls a mountain of evidence that points to deferred maintenance as the primary problem. Bart Stupak is the Michigan Democrat who chairs the House panel looking into this. He says the only conclusion he can draw is that severe cost-cutting did have an impact on maintenance of the pipelines. And this happened even as BP was raking in more than $106 billion in after-tax profits between 1999 and 2006. As you mentioned, there had already been criticism of BP for failing to use these devices called PIGs. That's short for pipeline inspection gauges. They're essentially like one of those scopes that goes inside the body to look for problems. These PIG devices can also be used to actually clean inside the pipes. That apparently didn't happen before at least 200,000 gallons of crude leaked onto the Alaskan tundra and caused the partial shutdown of the North Slope oil field last August.
Well, is this an isolated incident? Is it just BP's problem, or is this a problem that affects the entire oil industry?
There has been some concern voiced inside the industry that in some cases oil companies might have cut corners on maintenance during the lean years because of cost pressures. And now that the global oil supply system is being stretched to its limits, that we might be finding that things are breaking now. There is a certain irony in this, though. One of the reasons that gasoline prices are so high right now is that a number of refineries have been taken out of service for maintenance. That reduces the supply of gasoline. I spoke to Barbara Shook. She's Houston Bureau Chief for the Energy Intelligence Group.
Right now, I don't think the companies could win in the public approval arena no matter what they did. If they take a plant down for maintenance, then they're criticized for limiting the amount of product going into the market. But if they keep the plant up and an incident does occur, they'll be criticized for, one, lousy operations, and two, restricting the flow of product into the market.
And Shook says that's been the kind of catch-22 for these oil companies lately.
Bob, what does BP say about this congressional investigation?
Yeah, the CEO of BP's American operations submitted written testimony to this panel today. He insists that cost-cutting wasn't the problem in Alaska, but he does say BP is working to overhaul its operations with an eye toward better assessing any risks.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.